All right, let's begin. So we began a really beautiful ma'amar last week, which I think is probably one of the most moving and meaningful pieces that we've done since I think we've started this chabura. Thank you. Since we started this chabura, and remember again, just a little bit of quick chazara. So this was in, thank you so much. So in Reish Pei Beis, so the Rebbe wrote about the idea of being dan lekaf sechus, of going out and giving someone the benefit of the doubt. And specifically, again, remember again, the Rebbe linked it to a pasuk, va'od ma'at ve'ein rasha. So again, literally translated, the way the Rebbe translated it, va'od ma'at, everybody has that little piece of them, that ma'at she'ein rasha, meaning even the greatest rasha is not kula rasha. Even the greatest rasha has parts of him that ultimately, again, are good, and that ultimately are meaningful and are holy. So od ma'at, everybody...
Do we have to hold that by virtue of b'chira? Is that like, has to be the case?
It is.
In history, we know that there are people who are pure evil.
He's talking about Jews here. He's talking about Jews. He's not talking about the general humanity. Within greater humanity, there's absolutely absolute evil. There is absolute evil. Within Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing as an absolute Rasha, says the Rebbe. Even the greatest Rasha, has a od ma'at, has a little bit of him that's not a Rasha. Not a Rasha. Now again, I want to be clear, Rabbi Yaakov, if you want to say, to say a little bit differently, does everybody agree with the Rebbe's assessment? The answer is no. There's definitely schools of thought that say that there are Jews who are Rishayim also. The Rebbe, by the way, you should understand, this is not just the Rebbe, this was the Shitas of Hashem Tov. Right? This is how the Baal Shem Tov in general, again, Shalom Aleichem. This is how the Baal Shem Tov in general went ahead with these things.
What?
This is the beginning of the
Shia.
So this is how the Baal Shem Tov in general went ahead and... Ruvain's on the phone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruvain, how are you?
I'm doing good. Shkayach. Thanks, guys.
Baruch Hashem.
Can I get you a chant, Ruben?
Yeah. I would love to pass it here. I'm in Virginia.
So again, not everybody agrees with Rabbi Nachman, right? There are individuals, again, who would say that even a Jew could be totally evil. But the Rebbe's hashkafa is od ma'at ve'in rasha, that there's no such thing as a Jew who's absolutely evil. Even the greatest rasha has some good.
On the school of thought that there is this concept that Kula Rasha, that would still stem with the idea of Bechira, because a person can lose all of the little goodness that you have. Meaning, Rebbe said that not proposes, there are schools of thought that would say that there are Jews that don't have the Na'am.
Right.
And so, how does that work with the idea of Bechira?
Well, that doesn't mean you don't have bechira to change. A person could abuse their bechira. Correct. Now, you're talking about something else. You're talking about the point, like let's say by paro, where there is such a concept that if you abuse your bechira enough, the punishment for abusing your bechira is the loss of that bechira. Is that what you're referring to?
So even
leaving that aside, because the truth is that's an extreme situation. That is not the norm. That is much more the exception. Very extreme.
Someone's heart. The Torah said he changed power of heart.
So can the Ribbono Shel Olam, could do anything? Does he do it? No. Meaning, are there examples where he does it? Yes. But more often than not, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not interfere in the emotions or feelings of man. I have to make my choices. I have to choose the direction of my life. There's a concept of bederach sha'adam rotze leilech molichin also. This is a very important yisod, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam sees what direction I want to take in life, and he helps me along that direction.
I have to make that choice.
So again, when I demonstrate, and by the way, this is true for good and chas v'shalom for not so good.
Yep.
If I'm making bad decisions in life and I choose a negative direction, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, fine, that's what you want, so I'll help you along the way that you want. But if I choose wisely, the Ribbono Shel Olam helps me along the right direction. But again, removal of bechira, taking away free choice, does it happen? It happens, but it's such an extreme aberration. It's simply not the norm. It's not the norm. So again, so remember, so the Rebbe therefore says, remember, so we spoke out last week, I'm just re-chazering this. So this idea of Od Ma'at Ve'in Rasha, every single person has the little piece of himself that no matter how bad he is, that's not a Rasha. And how does the Pasuk end? V'his bonanta amakomo ve'inenu. You will look upon his place and he's no longer there. So remember what the Rebbe said? That if you're down the Kafsa Chosef, when you look at a person, you see the good that's in them, and you don't just see the negative, then something amazing happens, which is what? You're able to lift them up from being a Rasha. They're no longer a Rasha, and they're able to become a Tzaddik. And we gave two explanations for that. Explanation number one was that if you see the good in someone, essentially what you're doing is you're believing in them. And when you believe in someone, you give them the koach to be able to change. We'll say it's an incredible yisod. That's why, you know, it's different now, but it used to be like this was a fundamental flaw sometimes in education in yeshivas, where sometimes a Rebbe thought that the best way to get your Talmud to perform was how?
Throw a piece of chalk.
That's right. Or knock him down. Right,
me.
Knock him down.
For me it was sticks.
Sticks, whatever it is. Right? We all have common right, knock him down, right? Tell him, oh, you know, I had someone who told me, I once gave a drasha about this. I had someone who came over to me, I think I mentioned this once in the shir, who told me that he had a Rebbe who said to him, so and so, the best day of your life was the day you were born, and everything else has been downhill since. Now, the Rebbe, I have to assume, was trying to get to him and trying to, like, be mechazik him. Of course, it didn't work. It didn't work. Why? Because no one really reacts well to being put down, right? But how? What do people react to? People react incredibly well to when you lift them up. If you mechazik them, if you build them up, so says the Rebbe, if you believe in someone, if you take the Rasha and you say to that guy, you know what, I don't just see your riches, I see the Od Ma'at, I see the little bit of good, what that person begins to think to themselves is what? Well, if Plony believes in me, then you know what? I need to begin to believe in myself.
That has to be an active sort of not letting your mind... Correct.
So there's two levels to this. So this is the active way that if I know that someone is struggling and I go out of my way to go ahead and see the good in them and I show them that I see the good in them. Listen, this is an incredible yisod in general. This is an important yisod in marriage and shalom bayis. It's an important yisod in raising children. If I see my child is doing something wrong. So again, very often parents assume that it's the job to chastise. Now it is. The truth is, it is the job of, you know, this is, we live in an age of new age parenting, right? Where somehow, again, there are like these ridiculous shtiklach. I don't know if I mentioned, I get confused when I say in which venue, but a couple months ago, I was at a wine store on Erev Shabbos. His mother was there with her little kid, and the kid is pashut having like a tantrum. So the mother gets down and she said, whatever, Chaim, whatever. Use your words. Tell me what's wrong. Like, use your words. Lady, use your hand. Right? There's this concept that, like, you know, tell me what's wrong. Tell me what it is. You know, it's ridiculous. So parents don't realize, like, it's your job. It's absolutely your job to discipline your child. Absolutely your job. But at the same time, how do you discipline? So discipline that's done in a way that builds up a child. So to say, you know what? I'm disappointed in what you did because I know how great you are. Because I know how special you are. Because remember when you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this? That's the kid I know. The kid who does this, that's not you. I know something must be going on. You must be upset about something because this is so out of character for you. So you understand what you do through that? What you're saying to the child is, I'm calling you out for what you did wrong. But I'm highlighting how incredibly wonderful you are. So you know how a kid walks away from that, if done the right way? A kid walks away from that actually feeling good. I feel bad because I disappointed my parent, but wow, I just heard how much mommy or how much daddy actually believes in me. That's how you build people up. Not by knocking them down and feeling like dirt and think, because we'll say, if you knock people down and make them feel like dirt, they will actually begin to think they're dirt. But if you go ahead and you tell people when they mess up, you go ahead and you build them up and you mechazik them and you see the good in them, that's how you give people, that's how you empower people to build themselves up. So that's one level. On the spiritual level, what the Rebbe is saying is just simply the act of believing in someone, simply the act of seeing the good in someone, even if what? Even if you never actually communicate that to them, in and of itself gives the chizur. Well, so you understand what that means? That means if you see me, and let's say I'm a rasha, and you go out of your way to see the good in me, something good about me, the old ma'at that's just tov, the old ma'at that's good, if you go out of your way, even though you never communicate that to me, you never talk to me, your act of seeing the good in me, by definition, lifts me up. You understand what that means? How you could impact someone without ever saying a word to them. You could impact someone in a positive way without ever interacting with them. It's incredible. Simply the act of believing them lifts them up, says the Rebbe. Now, yes?
I guess I was just thinking that somebody who is a public position, that can be a real struggle in that sometimes a person might need to be able to, if they know that people are going to follow their direction and there's somebody in the community who's doing something that is kfira, and you need to make a statement, and by coming across softly, that others may not get the point. I guess it's just an observation that it seems like a really difficult balance.
You're saying sometimes you need to take a stand.
Yeah.
But even if you need to take a stand, there are ways that, you know, there's always the hate the sin, not the sinner approach. There's always ways to take a stand to say, you know, Plony might be a very good person. Plony might be a very good person. But this hashkafa, this idea, this stance, this approach, totally inappropriate. So, and that's a very powerful statement. The gavra, the individual, is good.
Right.
But what they're doing, not good. Mm-hmm. You know what we're going to say?
Not sure if it's... I was going to cite a name from a news story from a few years ago. I don't know. Can I?
Is Bernie Madoff again?
No, yeah. Not Madoff again. Another Jew.
Another Jew. All right, you know what? We'll leave him. We'll leave him. Right? Well, they're all good Jews. And we said, we already proved that Bernie Madoff has Od Ma'atov, right? We proved that last week, Baruch Hashem.
Right.
He did some good also in some way.
Even in terms of, so if you have, for example, a politician who does something, who's done a lot of good, made a tremendously positive impact in their community, and let's say they do something and they do it a few times and it's something that's truly unacceptable for somebody in office, and clearly they need to leave the public eye. But, you know, so you had two different types of responses, but there were people, other public figures, very well-respected public figures with a huge impact, who came out and said, you know, this is really a tragedy because this person has done so much good and this person has, you know, shown so much leadership in X, Y, and Z. We're sorry that this person is struggling with that problem.
Right. Right, and look, that's the great challenge also in general, when people, I think we spoke about this last week also, when people mess up, we often tend to define people by their mistakes, and their mistakes totally eclipse all of their accomplishments.
Right.
It's just an incredible, did I mention to you about Lakelev Tashlichun also? Did I tell you that last week, the sheepdog? Oh, this is an incredible, incredible vart. Pasuk says like this, and it's very apropos, Basar basad de trefa lo sochelu, lakelev tashlichun also. So the Torah says, if you have an animal, and the animal gets killed by another predatory animal, so the Torah says you can't eat it, it's called the trefa, you can't eat it because it died without shechita, so what should you do with it? Give it to your dog. So asks the Dasakin Mibali Tosus, why does the Torah have to tell me that I should give it to the dog? Meaning, what does the Torah care what I do with it? What's the most important thing?
Don't eat it.
So the Das Akina makes an amazing observation. He says, La Kelev doesn't mean give it to a dog. Rather, it means what? Give it to the dog.
Dog.
Which dog are we referring to? The Das Akina says, the sheep dog who guarded the flock. So what are you talking about? If the animal, if my sheep was killed by a predatory animal, so it means who wasn't doing their job? The sheep dog. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? It's true, the sheep dog failed. But in the moment that he failed you, remember all of the times that he came through for you. Right? In the moment that he failed so miserably, give him the carcass. Because you know what? It's true he failed once. What about the last 5 years when he fought off those predatory animals tooth and nail and saved your sheep over and over? It's an incredible yesod.
People jump on mistakes.
And not only do they jump on mistakes, but the mistakes, they erase all of the good. And also, you should understand, like this yesod, by the way, is also an incredible yesod also in Shalom Bayis. Because this happens sometimes, right, within a marriage. A couple gets into a fight, gets into a disagreement, and what happens? You know, it's that one disagreement, that one thing that that one spouse did wrong becomes like the defining moment of everything. But what about everything else that was great? What about everything else that was wonderful? It's again, and it's also these same examples of public officials, people who have these failures, significant failures, and it's true, if somebody has a failure, they have a failure. But my failure doesn't obliterate all of the good that I've done. And a person, mamish, has to struggle that despite the fact, and also you see this, like you see it especially, you know, I think we often deal with this within our communities as well. You know, when someone of note does something really unforgivable, and so the shaila is like, what do you do with all of the good that they did before? And there might be objective good. So the Rebbe would say, the good doesn't go away. The negativity has to be dealt with, can't be ignored, but the good also has to be acknowledged. That's the Od Ma'at Vein Tov. So now, let's go on. So actually, we'll say turn, we're on the second side of the page. We're on, I'm sorry, it's not numbered.
Aleph side?
It's the side that doesn't have Kuf Chof Aleph in the corner. The other side. Right? V'hisponan tal makomo. So we'll say, so skip down from there. He says, skip down a little bit. V'havein. So it's, the line starts with Chein Sarech. It's 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top, okay? So right now, the Rebbe's been talking about my relationship with others, and ultimately, again, how I'm supposed to view the other that messes up. Now the Rebbe says, and this is amazing, the Chein Tzarech Ha'adam Limtso Gam Ba'atzmo. But it says, Rabbi Nachman, this idea about how we view the other, that even if a person is a Rasha, seeing the Od Ma'at, seeing the little bit, ultimately Ve'in Rasha, seeing the little bit that's not Rasha, the little bit that's a good, it doesn't just apply to other people. Who else does it apply to? It applies to ourselves as well. V'chein tzarech ha'adam limtso gam ba'atzmo. Person has to be able to see the good in themselves as well. Ki ze yadua, shetzarech ha'adam, get ready for this. Shetzarech ha'adam lizaher ma'od lihios b'simcha tamid. Rabbi, right? This is Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says, mitzvah gedola lihios b'simcha tamid. So say, I want to be clear. I want to tell you what Rabbi Nachman did not have in mind. Rabbi Nachman did not mean dancing on top of a van with the music playing. That's not what he was referring to. Now again, I want to be clear. I don't think Rabbi Nachman was against that, but you should understand, Rabbi Nachman struggled with depression. Now, I don't mean clinical depression. I mean, Rabbi Nachman had some very dark times in it. Rabbi Nachman had a very difficult life. Rabbi Nachman died at 38. That's the first thing. He died at 38 years old. He lost two children. I mean, he had a very, very difficult life. He was a man that was confronted with many dark periods. And so when he, look what he says. He says, ki yadua, it's known. Shetzarech ha'adam lizar ma'olios b'simcha tamid. The person has to say b'simcha. Now, we don't know what that means yet. But look what he writes. U'laharchik ha'atzvus ma'od ma'od. You have to stay away from depression. It is so easy to fall into a state of depression. It is so easy to fall into a state of sadness. Person has to distance themselves. Look at his lashon over here. Tzarech laharchik. He doesn't just say, you have to distance yourself a little bit. What does he say? Ma'od, ma'od. The Rebbe understands, it is so easy to be down on yourself. It is so easy to doubt yourself. It's so easy to feel bad about yourself. He says, ki mevur asinu v'kam apamim. Va'afilu kishemaskil lehistakil ba'atzmo. So get ready. So why do people often feel down about themselves? Why? Because I don't see any good in myself. I just don't see any good. I know all the things that I've done wrong. I know all the ways in which I'm so profoundly broken. I don't see anything good. So look what the Rebbe writes. He says, va'afilu kishemaskil lehistakil ba'atzmo. V'roa she'in bo shum tov. When a person begins to look at himself and chas shalom, he begins to think to himself, I don't see anything good in my heart. V'hu mali chatoim. All I see is I'm filled with sin. V'rotze ha'bal dover lahapilo al yidei zeh ba'atzvus umora shechore chas shalom. Well, say, I want to tell you something amazing. You know what Rabbi Nachman says? Do you know what the greatest tool of the Yitzhahara is? The greatest tool? It's not getting us to sin. The greatest tool of the Yitzhahara is sadness. Yeah. Is depression. If the Yetzirah is able to make me feel bad about myself, they will say, you see, if I feel bad about myself, if I think that I'm a nothing, then what? Then what? I'm going to sin again, because the truth is, why not? I'm nothing anyway. So what do I have to lose? Such what the Rebbe is saying is, the greatest way the Yetzirah works is by chipping away at my self-esteem. Because the Yetzirah knows that if I could just get rid of my self-esteem and feel like a nothing, then the truth is, there's absolutely no reason to watch what I do. There's no reason to watch my... Because the only reason to refrain from sin, the only reason to abstain from sin is because I believe I'm significant, I'm special, and I'm holy. And I don't want to tarnish that. But if I feel like a nothing, then I could do whatever I want. See, he writes... Look, the Baal Dover. The Baal Dover is the Yetzirah. The way the Yetzirah ultimately gets us all the time is La'apilo al-yedei atzvus... Umara Shechorah say Atzus is sad. You know what Mara Shechorah is? Mara Shechorah is depression.
Black.
Is depression. Literally, black bitterness. Black is depression. This is the actual technical term for depression. That's what the Yetzirah does. He makes me think nothing about myself. Look what he writes. Afa Pikin, the Rebbe says, Asr lo lipol mizeh. I can't fall into that trap. Racked. So how do I get out of it? So what happens? What happens if I look in the mirror and I'm not happy with what I see? I'm not happy with who I am. I'm not happy with the person. I know all of my shortcomings. I know all of my sins. I know all the things I've done wrong. So what do I do now? How do I prevent myself from falling into that dark abyss? Look what the Rebbe says. Racked. Tzorich lechapes velimtso ba'atzmo ezo ma'at tov. So I'll say in that moment, when I'm thinking that I'm worthless, when I'm thinking that I have no good, what do I have to do in that moment? What do I have to do in that moment? Find some good. There's some good. There's something good I've done. Maybe not a lot of good, maybe not enough good, but there's something good that I've done. Ki eich efshar shelo asa miyamav eiza mitzvah o davar tov. Because how can it be throughout my life I must have done some mitzvah, some good deed. Va'af kishemaschil lihistakil ba'osa davar tov. And you know, we'll say something amazing happens. When I begin to look into my heart, look into my soul, I will find something good that I've done. Hine roa, shugam kein mole pitsoim, ve'in bo mesom. So the truth is, again, so sometimes what ends up happening is even if I find something good about myself, I'll see that what? Even my good is deficient. Even my good is not so good.
Very
Jewish. It's because you know what? You know what it is? It's very real. It's everybody. Just the difference is we think a lot. We think a lot. I'm sorry? Correct. And I want to be clear, most of humanity doesn't struggle with this because most of humanity doesn't think. Right? Again, remember, you just get up, go to work, come home, eat, go to sleep, get up, go to work, go to sleep, get up. I mean, 100%. You get busy. You just busy yourself with all kinds of things. We'll say, life is very wonderful if you don't think. Right? Because if you don't have, meaning if you just simply go through the motions and engage in the repetitive just schedule of day-to-day living, life is very nice. There's no turmoil. There's no struggle. You have problems, but you deal with your problems and you move on. So everybody says, here's the problem. Even if I find a little bit of good, I realize that good is deficient. Hainu sheroa shegam ha-mitzvah v'hadover shebikdusha shezacha la'asos hu gam kin malei pinios u'machshavo zoros u'pigamim harbe. See, here's the problem. Even if I'm able to find some good within myself, I realize that what? That good is also deficient. That good is also not so great. Al kolzeh, eich efshar, shalo yihye ba'osa ha-mitzvah v'hadavar shebekdusha, ezo ma'at tov. Says the Rebbe, the most important thing is to realize, all right, I might not have perfect good. I might not have absolute good. But there's some good that's there. We'll say, why is this important? Because as long as there is some good present within me, number one, I'm not a Rasha Gummer. I might not be the best guy, but I'm not a Rasha Gummer. And if there's some good within me, what that tells me is I have the potential to rehabilitate and to restore myself as well. Just find the little bit of good. Let's just do one more line and we'll stop for tonight. He says, Ki tzarech ha'adam lechapes, ulevakish limtso ba'atzmo eza ma'at tov. Person has to find a little bit of good within themselves. Kedei lahachios es atzmo, in order to bring myself back to life. V'lovo lidei simcha, to be happy. V'al yedei zeh shemechapei sumotze ba'atzmo adayin ma'at tov. So we'll say, so look what the Rebbe says, and we're going to spend one more week on this memory, so we'll stop here for tonight. But understand what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us. This is gold. This is gold. So all of this, by the way, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, the Rebbe is telling us that David HaMelech is teaching us how to view others and how to view ourselves. How do I view others? When I see someone, we'll say, it's a very, by the way, this is an incredible exercise in general in life, and I'm telling you, it's transformative. It transforms the way you look at the world. When you interact with another person, the first thing I should always try to do is find something positive. You know, the Baal HaTanya says, it's the lashon of the Mishnah. Having me tamidav shal Aaron, the Mishnah says, be of the disciples of Aaron, oev shalom v'rodev shalom, love peace, pursue peace. Ohev es habrios umekavron la-Torah. Love brios, creations, and bring them back to Torah. So the Baal HaTanya asks, he says, why does this Hillel statement, why does the Mishnah use the lashon of brios for people? Brios is such a generic term. Brios just means creation. It doesn't even have to refer to people. It can even refer to anything that's alive. So why do I refer to people like that? You know what the Baal HaTanya says? Baal HaTanya says, because sometimes the only redeeming quality that you could find in someone is that they walk on 2 feet. At least you're not a dog. Right? So sometimes that's the only redeeming quality. But you know what? At least it's a redeeming quality. So what the Rebbe says is the best way to live in this world is when you interact with someone, the first thing is find something positive. Find something. Condition yourself to look for the positive in the other individual. And this way, again, even if they are Rasha, by you looking for their positive, you lift them up, both by hopefully believing in them, allowing them to believe in themselves, and also on the spiritual level. But what's true for someone else, says the Rebbe, applies equally to me. But say many of us struggle with a sense of self, struggle with a sense of self-worth. Many of us go through life not feeling good about ourselves because we're aware and we're understanding of all of our faults and all the things we do wrong. And it's true, we all do things wrong, right? No matter how righteous we all make mistakes, sometimes very significant mistakes. But a person also has to condition themselves to look for the good within. And if I find that ma'od ma'at ve'ein rasha, that little bit of good, even though that little bit of good is highly imperfect as well, once I acknowledge that that little bit of good exists, first of all, again, I've demonstrated I'm not a rasha. And once I've demonstrated that I'm not a rasha, that gives me incredible hope for the future. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up again with the rest of Reish Pei Beis and Meretz Hashem next week. Shkoyach.
I think the Baal HaTanya is actually quite pessimistic in that.